Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, President Obama is expected to sign an executive order that would push technology companies to share information with the government about cyber threats. The president is at Stanford University in California, meeting with the leaders of tech companies. After the massive hacks at Target, Sony Pictures, and the health insurance company Anthem earlier this month, it's no secret the country has a problem. Intelligence officials have said cyber attacks are a greater threat to U.S. national security than terrorism. But underneath that is another threat, the deepening divide between Washington and the very tech firms the president is meeting with today. NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith is here to explain. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
And start with this executive order. Language such as encouraging private sector cybersecurity collaboration, enabling information sharing. It doesn't sound like an order. It sounds like an ask. What's happening here?
Yes, you might want to call it an executive suggestion. Instead of an executive order. In part, it's because there's only so much that the president can do with executive authority here. And really what he's calling for is better sharing. Sharing is a big problem in the cybersecurity realm in two different areas. One, there's a problem where companies don't share with each other. In part, that's because of competitive concerns. In part, it's also because of concerns about running afoul of antitrust rules and things like that. So there are some barriers, cultural and legal barriers for companies to share with each other. And then there are barriers for those companies to share with the government. And on top of that, the government is out collecting information on various cyber vulnerabilities, but they're not necessarily sharing that information, which can be classified, with private companies, in part because they want to hold that back to be able to use it potentially as a cyber weapon.
Hmm. Well, so let's get some reaction. First of all, start with Republicans. How are they reacting?
Oh, I mean, it's not like this was the same kind of executive overreach as perhaps the immigration executive actions that the president did. The response has not been ferocious, let's say. But spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner sent over an email saying that unilateral top-down solutions will not solve America's cyber problems. The president should work with Republicans to enact common sense reforms, which, in fact, this should not necessarily be a partisan issue.
Yeah. Well, and what about the president's reception in Silicon Valley? You talked about a divide. So tell us more about that.
There is a divide. You know, the Edward Snowden revelations that the government was spying on people, taking data, personal data from these big name Silicon Valley companies, sometimes with their cooperation, mostly very begrudgingly. Those revelations have really put the relationship between the government and these companies on ice. I mean, these companies are their name, their future depends on American consumers trusting that their emails, their communications, their personal data is safe. And so there is a chill in that relationship, most definitely. And at the same time, you know, that everyone would be better off if there was more collaboration, but they are in a rocky, it's complicated phase of the relationship.
So given all of that, what do you think is going to happen here? Do you think there will be response, positive response to the order, or maybe any legislation that comes down the road? What do you think will happen?
Well, there's an 8-hour conference happening today where discussions will happen and people who should be in a room together will be in a room together, and there's no real harm in that. And there has been bipartisan legislation in past Congresses. Certainly with these high-profile hacks, there is more attention to it and more pressure on Congress to do something. And this seems like one of the things where they could do something.
Well, we will wait to hear if, you know, anything does come from it. But before we let you go, Tamara Keith, we have got to listen to a little of the video that BuzzFeed posted today that you've brought for us. It features President Obama taking selfies. Now, we've just talked about some serious issues having to do with national security. This is nowhere near that level, but we want to know what this is about. Let's listen to a little first. You see him practicing a speech in front of a mirror. He's doodling a picture of Michelle Obama. It's a promotion for healthcare.gov, but let's listen.
The deadline for signing up for health insurance is February.
Not like any other Wednesday.
That's not right.
Wednesday.
February.
Man. Okay. What's going on?
The White House wants eyeballs, and they've gotten them. About 22 million people and counting so far have viewed this. But there are a lot of people out there who are concerned that this is making our president into Kim Kardashian. it's not good for the presidency, a lot of people
say.
We'll
let people judge. We'll have it here in now.org as he tries to tell you when the deadline for healthcare.gov signing up is. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.